Good morning. This is Bill Reed with the 11 o'clock advisory on Hurricane Earl. Hurricane Earl continues to weaken as it moves rapidly to the northeast with an approach on New England expected later today and then moving out to the Canadian Maritimes on the day Saturday. It's currently located 175 miles northeast of Cape Hatteras and 350 miles to the south-southwest of Nantucket, Massachusetts. Maximum sustained winds are 85 miles per hour, and the present movement is north-northeast at 21 miles per hour. Minimum pressure has risen to 961 millibars. Some changes to the watches and warnings have been made. We no longer have a hurricane warning for the Carolinas and southern Virginia. We do have tropical storm warnings up the coast to through Long Island, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. Hurricane warning is now in effect only for Cape Cod, Martha's Vineyard, and Nantucket, as the center of the storm is expected to come very close to Nantucket and still have hurricane force winds of 70 to 80 miles an hour overnight tonight as it passes through the area. We also have tropical storm warnings on the immediate coastline going northward into all of Maine, and the Canadian Meteorological Service has issued watches and warnings for the maritime provinces of Canada. Again, we have on the satellite here, you see we still have a well-defined hurricane, but with the pressures rising and the storm moving over colder water as it approaches New England, the continued weakening trend will occur as we expect it to happen. Again, this is Bill Reed reporting from the National Hurricane Center with the 11 a.m. advisory.